Good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station. And I'm joined this morning in the studio by some folks from Mount Edgecombe High School. There's Bill Winslow, who is an instructor there, and three students from the school's Intro to Business class. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Hey.
Hi. Hi. Hello, everyone. Well, let me introduce each of you. We have Daniel Active. He's a junior. And he is managing the production side of things with this small business the class has developed. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
And then we have Kaylin Riley. She's a junior, and she's managing finance and public relations in the small business the class has developed. Hi there.
Hi.
And then there's Aisha Oscar, who's a senior, and she's in charge of marketing. Hi, Aisha.
Hi.
Well, so this small business class has decided to start their own business, and they are selling blankets. Can you describe the blanket, Daniel? You brought it in. It's very cuddly.
They're 100% polyester, and they're 50 by 60 inches, and we're selling them for $25 each. And they're maroon color with a logo we just designed ourselves.
Okay, and you're selling them, and part of the proceeds will be donated to charity, correct?
Yeah, to the homeless compound.
Okay, well, that's the primary information we have for listeners today. Let's talk a bit about this class, the Intro to Business class, and how you decided to start a small business. Kaylin, why did the class decide to start their own business producing blankets?
Well, we had two decisions, and it was either to help raise money for MIT for our robotics team or start our own business with Junior Achievement. And we had a vote, and we chose Junior Achievement.
So this requirement was part of your class. You either start your own business or you support some other endeavor that students are doing at Edgecombe?
Yeah, to learn about business.
So why did you decide to start your own business? It sounds like a huge undertaking.
Well, we wanted to learn more about the skills we need. That's why we each have our own department. And just to learn how to work together.
And Daniel, you were mentioning earlier about control, that you really wanted to be able to control where this business went.
Yeah, because the other project, they already started, and we would just need to, like, raise up money for that. We wanted our control, so we decided to build our own business.
Okay. And yeah. Aisha, tell me about your experiences so far with this small business. Have you been enjoying yourself?
Yes, I've been. And this is a different experience, a different kind of class that I've never had before. So I'm learning a lot, and I'm having fun.
You're doing marketing. What does that entail? What do you do with your time?
Well, marketing, been making flyers, poster boards, sign-up sheets for blankets. We did pre-sales before the blankets came in, and also all that social media and everything to announce these blankets, and it's working.
It's working well. Kaylin, as finance and public relations, what do you do?
I keep records of all our sales and all the money we get in from the stockholders. And I make sure we have weekly deposits to the bank.
And Daniel, what do you do as production person?
I have to pick the blanket, and then I have to keep records of all the blankets. So I have to keep track of how many we sold and when we check them out to, like, bring around and show people.
So are you all enjoying this? Is this easier than you had anticipated or more difficult? What has been your experience so far, Daniel?
It's kind of harder than I thought.
How so?
I thought it would go faster, but it's kind of slow right now.
It's faster in terms of the whole process or in terms of selling the blankets?
Yeah, the whole process.
There's a lot more involved than you had anticipated. Like, what's involved?
We had to sell stock, and we thought we'd sell it in 3 days, but it was a little longer. And then we have to, like, sell the blankets and, like, find people who would buy them. I don't know.
There's a lot more involved.
Yeah.
Kaylin, What's your experience been like so far? Harder, easier, excellent?
I think it's really good. It's my favorite class, and it's going really good. It's not that hard.
Why is it your favorite class?
Because I've always been into business, and this is my first business class I've ever taken.
So is it reaffirming your interest in business? Do you think you might go on to pursue business further?
Yeah, and I wanted to be in finance, which is my department right now.
So you're learning a lot then.
Yeah.
And Aisha, what about you? Are you enjoying this? Is this harder, easier than you had anticipated? What's your experience been like?
It's not that hard. It's in between. At first, I thought it was going to be easier to sell the blankets, but it's taking a little while. And it's kind of hard to sell them because of... I don't know, but this class is fun. Like I said, it's not the class I ever had before.
And in terms of hands-on experience or business?
Business.
Okay, so you never really considered business before. Why did you decide to take this class?
It was either this or ceramics.
Well, so now one of your main messages is you need to sell these blankets, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where can people purchase them?
They can buy it at the Pacific Bank here downtown.
Alaska Pacific Bank.
Yeah, Alaska Pacific.
Yeah. Or...
at the Fisherman's Eye Gallery.
Okay.
Yeah, or they can go stop by the school and go to the main office.
Okay, now why should people buy your blankets?
It's like a good Christmas gift because Christmas is coming up and it's warm, so you could like use it in your car when it's cold. I like watching TV.
They are large and comfy, cozy. Yeah. Any other good arguments for why people should buy your blankets?
They're helping out their community because a portion of our profits is going to the Homeless Connect.
Excellent. Now, Bill Winslow, you wanted the students to really take charge of this interview and speak. Is there anything, any comments you would like to add before we close up?
Well, I'm trying to stay out of this as much as possible. And in regards to whether it's easy or not, it wouldn't be realistic if everything was easy. I think one of the biggest things in this class is just empowering people to be able to look for opportunities to create things, to start businesses. And rather than worrying about a market where, you know, it's tough to find a job, why don't you create jobs? And so these guys are going to be going back to their communities and hopefully being able to help people out and have a better feel for things and some real life experiences. So it's been a lot of fun. I love teaching it. And just working with the community has been a lot of fun. The businesses in town are just fantastic. Lakeside, C-Mart, Fisherman's Eye Gallery, just a multitude of businesses. They're just always so helpful.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for joining me in the studio today, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with students and instructor from Edgecombe High School. Bill Winslow is the instructor. Daniel Active, Kaylin Riley, and Aisha Oscar are the students. They're all part of the Intro to Business class, and they are selling blankets as their project for the semester. They have started a business selling blankets, and a portion of the proceeds are donated to charity. You can pick up the blankets at Alaska Pacific Bank, Fisherman's Eye Gallery, or you can go down to the school or call the school. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.